Hey guys, Randy Arias here. I'm excited with this video because I'm going to be sharing with you two principles that I applied into my life to take me from mediocrity to being a very successful entrepreneur, okay? Now, I come from what you would consider the bottom, right? I grew up in a bad place in my area. I am a high school dropout. I actually dropped out at the age of 15, at the legal age of dropping out, on my birthday. So I was literally set up for failure since the age of 13, really. I mean, that's when I got into this negative part of my life. And so I started hanging out with the wrong people. I got in trouble with the law, you name it, okay? Now, everything changed 4 to 5 years ago from today's date, okay? And I have actually gone from that part of my life, high school dropout and all of those negativities, to becoming a college graduate with honors, to being a registered nurse student, which is one of the hardest programs there is to get into, to being a successful entrepreneur or manager of a big fitness industry in my area. Now, how does somebody go from being a high school dropout, hanging with the wrong crowd, landing in jail multiple times, to becoming a success story, basically? That's what I'm going to be sharing with you. Now, these two principles can apply to any area of your life. If you want to be successful, if you want to gain confidence, if you want to lose weight, it doesn't matter, because these two principles are going to help you to achieve any of those. All right, guys, principle number one, stop hanging around with the wrong people. This took me a long time to understand, but it's so true. In that time, 4 to 5 years ago, when I was at the rock bottom part of my life, I decided that I was not going to continue to hang out with the same people I had been hanging out with. And not too long after that, I got hired into the fitness industry, right? Which is the turning point in my life. And what happened is I started to hang out with people that were making more money than me. I started hanging out with people that worked out, that exercised. I started hanging out with that crowd, right? And so what happened is I went from this loser world or mediocrity to hanging out with people that were ambitious, that were trying to make more money, that were trying to look better, feel better, and do positive things, right? So guess what? We started hanging out. So now my friends were completely different. My friends were people that worked out, that were managers, people that, you know, made money. I started to meet other successful people, because in the gym industry, you get to meet a lot of people. It's a huge social type of network, right? I met other business owners. I finally met some millionaires. And so I saw what it was all about. And so I adapted reading books, right? And in the books, it tells you to, you know, hang out with people that are successful so that you too can be successful. So I took that upon myself. And so anyways, long story short, guys, I just changed who I hung out with. I stopped hanging out with older friends. If they called me, I was too busy making money. Don't got time to hang out, right? Sorry, buddy, I know I'm busy. I would love to hang out with you, but I can't. I'm working, right? That was the line. And I kept that for years. I mean, to this day, I don't hang out with nobody except people that are doing better than me, people that can benefit my life, okay, in some way, okay? That's principle number one, guys. I'm telling you, if you don't want to be where you are at today, change who you hang out with and completely cut out of your life the people that are not who you want to be. Principle number two, pick one trait, one career, one job, and stick to it. Okay? Now, the real truth behind that is find your passion, focus on that passion, and only do what that passion is. Don't get a job today, quit in 8 months, and get another one, and then do it again. Because that was the story of my life, really. I've had millions of jobs, all right? And what happens is you never get good at one thing. You know, the one thing that I could say is that all of my jobs, most of them, were customer service related. So I would say I have about 10, 15 years of customer service experience. But really, I don't have any experience in one specific job. All right? to make things easier for you. If you are a waiter, okay, but you only worked as a waiter for 8 months and then you quit and went to do construction, that's it. You are gonna go from the same amount of money to the same amount of money, probably, right? Because you're a beginner, either way you go. You were a beginner when you started as a waiter, now you're a beginner as you start as a construction worker. But have you stayed as a waiter for 5 years, 6 years, maybe longer, or to this date? You would be so good at your job that you would make a lot more money. Who knows if you could be a manager by now and run a place. Like, the longer you stay at one job or one career or one trait, the more successful you will be. If you think about anyone that is successful at anything, it's because they've been doing that for so long. The person that is not successful is the person that changes jobs like I did for so long. Okay? So that's principle number two, and it's so important for you to understand because I made that mistake all throughout growing up. Okay? I never followed my passion because I didn't know what that was. I know I liked people. Okay, but at the time I didn't know. So all I was doing was getting job after job after job, and I didn't ever get good at any of them because I only stood there for less than a year. Okay, but remember this: if you pick your passion or the job or trait or career that you like to do, and you focus only on that career for years, you will become so good at it that you're going to become a master in that field. And any master in any field gets paid a lot of money and is very successful, all right? So take that home, let that marinate. I'm telling you guys, this is what I did different compared to people that were where I was 4 years ago. And it's the reason why I have been able to take off in my life, because I stopped hanging around with people that were not doing better than me. And I started hanging out with people that were doing better than me, number one. And number two, I chose one career path, right? Which in that case was the fitness industry, and I blew up. I blew it up. I got so good at it that I just got, you know, promoted once and again. I mean, just to give you perspective, in 3 months I became the assistant manager. In 1 year's time I became a general manager, which basically means I ran the whole thing. Okay. Now, take what you can from this video, but just understand, if you hang around with the wrong people, you can never be successful. And number two, if you continue to change jobs and never focus on just one, you can never get good at anything. With that, I leave you. Thank you for watching this video, and I will see you with the next one. Thank you.